Welcome to Postcast tonight. After the Utah Jazz fall to the Houston Rockets, the Rockets without Capella, without Harden, without Westbrook, replay the playoffs
all over again.
Somehow, some way, we'll try to do the best we can to break it down for you. Coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 600 South and 20th East, as well as located at the Gateway, right across the street from the arena, next to the Children's Museum. So, Ron Boone, how is it that we just relived the playoffs over again?
Well, all over again. And I'm glad this happened, though. I wish it wouldn't have happened at home. But I'm glad this happened now, because I think defensively the Jazz are going to have to pay a lot of attention to what the Houston Rockets are doing. I think the biggest advantage that the Houston Rockets have with the way they play is the number of guys they can put on the floor that can break you down off the dribble. And then using that spacing, Joe Ingles couldn't stay in front. Boyan had problems staying in front. Conley had problems staying in front of players, and that puts a lot of pressure on Rudy, who's having to defend 15, 16, 18 feet away from the basket.
Well, that's the key part of it. Joe Ingles might have a lot of guys who can't stay in front of him. Right. Boyan's not the greatest defender. Conley's having a hard time with size, and we have a bunch of those guys. But usually we're able to do it in a manner that Rudy is staying at the rim. But without Clint Capella tonight, P.J. Tucker pulls out. What's interesting is they didn't have this problem against Dallas, who had Maxi Kleber and they had Kristaps Porzingis pulling Rudy out. So why tonight all the fouls? They send the Rockets to the line 49 times, the season high by any team. What is different about the Rockets and how they did this in the Mavericks?
That's interesting there. You start playing defense with your hands and you get down, you start getting a little more aggressive. And just, you know, coming up with silly fouls. You turn the basketball over. Now you're trying to make a big play to get yourself back in it. It was just a bad basketball game. So, I mean, you got to give the Jazz a little leeway here. They've been playing so well, been beating a lot of teams. They've grinded some ball games out and end up winning it. They could not grind this one out. So, you know, okay, we lost this one, but we'll get back to playing some very good basketball some kind of way.
Early in that ball game, they got some switches and they got Rudy pulled out. They hit some threes, and that seemed to have a tremendous impact on the night. That's when Eric Gordon then got going. Eric Gordon scores 40. Well, he scores 50 tonight. He had only scored 40 once in his career. It was his rookie year. It was 11 years ago against Oklahoma City. He'd only last time he'd scored 30 was two seasons ago against the Utah Jazz. He's always got us. He's strong. He's powerful. He got to the rim. He's able to finish. And Rudy wasn't able to take him away from the rim. Then.
Well, now you see what happens there. When the Jazz were concerned about the three-point shooting, they knew that they were going to take 42, 43. They're very good at making 15 a game. So that's what they were very concerned with. And so when they started off knocking those threes down, Jazz struggling getting over the top, and that just gave them the alley to get into the paint. Just as you mentioned, a very good game plan by Mike D'Antoni, and until the Jazz fix it, they're going to have a problem with it.
Great question came in here on the. Now let's switch to the offensive side. We got a question from Eric Wood from Facebook. We're live on Locked On Live on Facebook, on Twitch, as well as on YouTube. We're live on Locked On Sports.
That's a long question.
What happened to the ball movement? There seemed to be a lot more ISO tonight than there has been over the last 20 games. Okay, so you're absolutely right. There is more ISO because the Rockets force the most ISO of any team in the NBA. They catch you switching. They switch. They get the ISO. What jumped out to me tonight, Ron, is when we beat them off the dribble in the ISO, they brought another guy over. Okay. And somehow we weren't able to consistently take advantage of that. Either that's our poor three-point shooting tonight, 12 of 42, or that's something the Rockets are doing. My thought is you're not getting into any ISO fast, and so they know where it's coming from.
And then if you we might look at this ball game on the plane and on the way down to San Antonio again here, but you'll see that whenever we were able to break the paint, there was always two or three guys in the paint. And I noticed that rebounding the basketball, especially early in that first half, that they had five guys in the paint there as far as trying to rebound the ball. They knew they were shorthanded, and this was not a very good big lineup. So they needed the rebounding, and they needed the protection there in the middle because they didn't have any rim protection as far as their height is concerned.
From our Periscope, Brian Sherwood says the Rockets announcers were talking so much trash. Hey, wait a sec. My live chat says you guys were talking trash tonight.
Right here in print.
Matt Bullard, you buy me lunch, you think you got the right to talk trash, huh? Oh, that's a dagger line. It's pretty good.
There's payback for that.
I'll give you pretty good. He said the confetti might have been left over from the 1998 conference finals. Hey, I got one. You're number one, buddy. You're number one. Could Rudy have had a bigger impact on the offense, more lobs with a smaller defender on him?
I'm just trying to think back on when they were able to get close enough to the basket in order to try to throw a lob. I thought they just found out took that away because they were switching 1 through 5. Rudy had a huge advantage. When they were able to get the basketball to Rudy, where was Rudy? Behind the backboard, it seemed like. And got his shot blocked once because he had to come back to Tabo, who ended up blocking his shot. Like to have seen that happen, but you know, it's just, we can critique and nitpick, I think, on a lot of things we thought the Jazz could do. But I tell you what, the Houston Rockets just beat us.
They were great, but I'll ask the Rockets announcers our next question. Are you better without Russell Westbrook's negative possessions?
Obviously.
Lack of hustle from the Jazz tonight. Rudy didn't get back on defense several plays as well. There were a lot of strange plays tonight. Mike Conley just kind of dribbling the ball away. Donovan got caught there. Boy, there were a lot of strange plays tonight.
And they happened at the wrong time. The Jazz going a little mini run. They're trying to get back in it. And then two turnovers in a row. And the Houston Rockets knock down a three, or they get a three-point play or something. And all of a sudden, it's back up to 12. It was just one of those basketball games. And you're going to have those kind of games where you just can't figure it out. But for the most part, I think Quinn and his staff, they do a very, pretty good job of figuring these games out.
Well, the Jazz fall tonight. Thank you for the comment about my nice haircut. I was on the edge of divorce if I didn't get that cut. So Joe Ingles gets no credit for that. In fact, Joe's hassling me was letting it keep going longer and longer. But my wife's look on her face meant I had to get my hair cut.
I'm so glad.
You should get yours cut.
I do, on Wednesday and Friday.
Okay. We're off to San Antonio.
No, Wednesday and Saturday. What did I say, Friday? Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with you on postcast in San Antonio. Have a good one. Thank you very much.